This is the day the Lord hath made. He calls the hours his own. Let heaven rejoice, let earth be glad, and praise surround the throne. Today he rose and left the dead, and Satan's empire fell. Today the saints his triumph spread, and all his wonders tell. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Jesus Christ is risen from the dead.
The Lord
is risen indeed. Alleluia. Our great God is a gracious God.
Praise God, from whom all blessings flow.
From the Gospel of Mark, chapter 16, verses 1 through 7. And when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Salome, had brought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came into the sepulchre at the rising of the sun. And they said among themselves, "Who shall roll away the stone from the door of the sepulchre?" And when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. And entered into the sepulchre, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment, and they were affrighted. And he saith unto them, "Be not affrighted. Ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. Behold the place where they laid him. But go your way, tell his disciples and Peter that he goeth before you into Galilee. There ye shall see him, as he said unto you." This morning I would like us to focus on a portion of the Easter story that is found in the Gospel of Mark, chapter number 16 and verse number 6. "And he saith unto them, Be not affrighted. Ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. Behold the place where they laid him." As we see in this slide, we find that there is a was and a is, a past tense and a present tense, and it's very, very important. He was crucified. He is risen. We're living in perilous times. We're living in dark times. We're living in troublesome times. And we expect one day this to be a was, and then better times will be the is. We're expecting that because that's how God works, and it's seen very clearly in the Easter story. Psalms chapter 30, verses 3 through 5. "O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive, that I should not go down into the pit. Sing unto the Lord, ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. For his anger endureth but for a moment. In his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning." The passage says that weeping may endure for the night, but joy cometh in the morning. We expect this changeover, this idea of tenses. And we're going to look today at several biblical passages that deal with a past that is replaced with a better present and a hopeful future. Jesus Christ is always. He was, he is to be. And we find in our passage today, he was crucified, he is risen, and conversely, he is not here, because he's risen, he is not at the same time that he is. He is risen and he is not here. That is, the grave was the was, and now the empty tomb is the is. "And they said among themselves, Who shall roll away the stone from the door of the sepulchre?" The women who went to the graveside of Jesus that day, they did not know how they were going to solve a problem, because they knew they had a problem. There was a giant stone that covered the sepulchre, and they knew that they did not have the physical strength in order to roll that stone away. It was just too big a job for them. And they didn't know, because as far as they were concerned, It was there. It was there before. They put a stone there. In fact, there are people who thought that some people were going to steal the body of Christ. And so they said, make sure that you secure it. So not only was there a stone there, there were soldiers that were there. That was the was. But when they get there, there is the removal of that was, and there's a different was. The stone was rolled away. It was in a completely different place. God does not roll away the stone so that Jesus can get out. He could have got out because he's a supernatural God. He could have got out without having to roll the stone away. We know that because even in the Easter day, that first Easter day, Jesus enters into a room without using the door. He just goes straight into the room. The door was locked. But why was the stone rolled away? To let us look in and to know there used to be something here. There used to be something blocking my view. I'm no longer blocked. I am able to peer in and see the greatest news of all time. He is not here. He is risen. Our next was and is has to do with a story in the healing ministry of Jesus Christ. Jesus healed a man who was blind since birth. It's a very important story, a very important lesson to learn about the purpose of suffering and how the glory of God is going to be seen in this man's life. He is not very aware of who Jesus is. And so when there are those who are detractors of Jesus, who are angry that this healing has taken place, they accuse Jesus of being a sinner. And now this newly seeing person says this. He proclaims his ignorance, but he does it in a marvelous way. He says this. He, that is the blind man, or I should say previously blind man, he answered and said, whether he, Jesus, be a sinner or no, I know not. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see. As Jesus was crucified and now alive, was placed in a grave and now the grave is empty, this man can proclaim, I was blind, but I'm not anymore. Now I see something better. Another story in the ministry of Jesus, in one of the most famous parables of his, the parable of the prodigal son, it also involves a was and an is. In fact, it involves two of those. He says to his older son, when the son is complaining that the prodigal is able to have such a feast, the father says, it was meet that we should make merry and be glad, for this thy brother was dead and is alive again, and was lost and is found. So here are two was. Was dead, is alive, was lost, is found. And we add that with was blind, and now I see, and we get a sense that maybe John Newton was impressed by these two stories. For he, the writer of that great hymn, Amazing Grace, said, I once was lost, but now I'm found. I once was blind, and now I see. These ideas about how good it is, how that God takes our bad estate and turns it into a good estate, a wonderful thing. Good follows the bad. Life follows death. My brother was dead and is alive again, was lost and is found. This concept of being dead, a spiritual type of death, a death by symbol, is seen in the teaching of the Apostle Paul concerning all Christians. All Christians were away from God and described as being dead to Him. Being dead, and what caused that was our sins. And so the Apostle Paul in the second chapter of Ephesians says, we were, past tense, dead in sins. And now we are no longer just dead in sins. We are, present tense, saved. Let me read the whole scripture, Ephesians 2:5. Even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ, by grace ye are saved. So this concept, all these words of past tense and present tense, are to remind us of God's saving power. And we see it vividly in our Easter story. Was crucified. Why? Why was Christ crucified? Because I was dead in sins. And the same power that brings Christ was crucified but now is risen is how I go from being dead in sin to being alive in Christ. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, the Apostle Paul says, this is the description of how it is always to be with us. We are always to understand how far we've come, where we came from. We came from sin, and we are not supposed to live in sin, but rather be delivered from sin. And he says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature, something right now, the is. Old things are passed away. That's the was. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. The Apostle Paul mentioned that in baptism, when we come up out of the water, we are coming out to walk in newness of life. The old man is passed away. The old things are passed away. All things are become new. Jesus was crucified, but today we celebrate he is risen, and he is still living today, and he is coming for us one day when our life is over, and when the day of resurrection comes, he will change our vile bodies. And let's read of that. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 19 through 26, and also verses 55 through 57. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the firstfruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive, but every man in his own order. Christ the firstfruits, afterward they that are Christ at his coming. Then cometh the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power. For he must reign till he hath put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. 15, verse 52 through 54. We have this statement of the coming day of glory where Jesus returns. The trumpet will sound. And the remarkable thing is, notice it says, we will be changed. Something we used to be will have to be changed and become an is. A was will become an is. We were mortal, will be raised and become is immortal. The corruption was what we were. Incorruptible is what we will be. In a moment, Paul says, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. As in Adam we all die, that's the was. Even so in Christ shall we all be made alive. That's the is. We all be made alive. Let us pray. Our Father which art in heaven, we thank you for the opportunity to worship you at the beginning of the day. And as Easter is a time of a new beginning, as spring is a time of a new beginning, as Christ in us is a new beginning, we pray that we might live in the is and forsake the old man and not live in the was. But we do want to remember the was. We want to remember our blind estate. We want to remember our dead estate. We want to remember the feeling of being lost. So, Lord, as we go our separate ways, we ask that you watch over our footsteps, walk with us and talk with us, be with us. We rejoice and thank you for the gift of eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. And it's in his precious name that we pray. And amen. The Lord bless you and keep you, make his face to shine upon you, and give you peace. Thank you for joining with us this Easter morning.